Made in Sheffield, made by you.
I'm Alfie Bow, and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hey, what's up? This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Thank you. Okay, my friends, this is the second part of the show. And I hope that you're going to stay with us till 7 o'clock. Yes, amigos, this music that I'm playing in this little break, you know, in the folky corner of the show, is dedicated to my compadre, my hard rocking amigo, who went to his funeral on last Wednesday. It was the Apple Knoll burial, natural burial grounds. You know, it's a great, great, great place where to be nice, peaceful amongst the hills, and nice and, you know, he's going to be resting in peace while he's also resting and thinking, my God, you know, what a nice, beautiful life I had, and now I'm having a break from it. So, but don't worry, compadre, amigo, you know, we're all going to be there for you and with you and participating in one more party, man. You know, life is a party, you know, until the party's over, but it's not over, you know. Yes, my friends, you know, that was a great, great, great date, you know, for my friends. We had that occasion, you know, event, you know, in Dronfield, and then we ended up at Corporation, you know, Corporation. He and me, we used to be there all the time, you know, in our youth, you know. The Corporation was a, kind of like a second home for us. Yes, my friends, you know, everything was fine, you know. We had Steve Delaney playing live and paying tribute to my compadre. We got Dan Milson there also. And there was a fellow from Lincoln, you know, but I can't remember his name, you know. A guy from Lincoln that was brought in by Carrie, you know, one of our mates. And then there was a group called Luma, Chilean guys, you know, who came to pay tribute to my compadre. So the night was fine. The catering was provided by El Paso, which is the last place where my amigo worked at. Provided by Wasim and Nasim, you know, with from El Paso, you know. And congratulations. Thank you very much, you know, for a very, very good, gesture, beautiful gesture. And also for the rest of the guys in El Paso, you know, who actually could not make it because they had things to do, but they did send me a text, you know, saying that they're going to miss my compadre, my amigo, and they condolences to me and the family as well. Anyway, amigos, we will always be remembering my compadre. And also, I got a little track here that I want to play for you. Because this is one of the songs that me and him, we used to play every time we went somewhere, and he picked up the guitar, and there would be some bongos or congas somewhere. Or if not, I would play the table. You know what I mean? But we were there, and we provided people with some nice sounds, some nice music. So beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And great, my friend is up there or down there or anywhere. As I said, he was a rebel, so he could be anywhere right now. Anywhere. So, amigos, the other thing in this that's happening this week, that did happen this week, was the announcement of the peace agreement, you know, a ceasefire for the Gaza Strip and a break for the Palestinians from being massacred and slaughtered by the Zionists, in Gaza Strip. The other thing was, you know, that this thing that somebody sent me today, this message about the United States, you know, Trump trying to bomb the hell out of Venezuela, you know. When most of the drugs, that's all the drug cartels, you know, it's been proven, you know, by his own people that Maduro has got nothing to do with it. It's not a leader of a cartel, it's not a narco, it's nothing to do with that, you know, and it's all organized and, you know, in Colombia, the other side of the borderline from Venezuela. And that's where the most of the Americans, can you imagine, you know, how many, 30 or something army bases there, you know, in Venezuela, sorry, in Colombia. And there's more and more and more strength growing, so they can actually have frightened Venezuela and put fear into their hearts and heads, you know, that they might intervene anytime, you know, like that worm woman who actually was asking for intervention, American intervention, military intervention in Venezuela. So anyway, it's all been proven that it's all a lot of poo. I'm just saying that. It's a circus. And I had a kind of an argument with somebody who actually is an immigrant himself, right? And I was sort of like making comments about the system, you know, about the new government of the United States, well, the new government, the policy in the United States of with ICE, deporting people, getting involved in other people's affairs, and all these kind of things, you know. And this guy came from nowhere, interrupted, you know, I mean, he got involved, you know, he put his mouth in my comments saying, well, he's a refugee, an exile, you know, complaining about, you know, all these things, you know, if you're not happy, you can go, you know, can leave the country, you know. Can you imagine an immigrant saying that to another immigrant? Are you pathetic or what? You know, have you become thick since you left your country? What's wrong with you? You know, because I was talking about democracy and all this stuff. You know, calling the United States a circus, because it is a circus. In fact, you know, the United Nations is a circus. Amnesty International. Everyone who actually goes on now about the human rights in El Salvador, but they didn't care about that before. The human rights, they just talk. Oh, the Palestinians, the human rights for Palestinians, the human rights for Israel. And all they do, they concentrate on 7th of October, you know, when this stuff happened, which was retaliation from these people. Wouldn't you retaliate after so many years, you know, under pressure, under the control of a fascist force? Of course you would. That's what the rebellions come along. That's why people are called rebellious, you know. We are all rebellious. We rebel against that. We rebel against that, you know. We, on this side of the coin, you know, we're always rebelling because the guys on the other side of the coin, they are always attacking and we are defending. We're attacking, we're defending. They attack, we defend. They attack, we defend. You know what I mean? We live defending ourselves all our lives. Defending ourselves, claiming our rights, you know, and when we claim our rights, oh, you're a communist. What? What's that got to do with anything? You know, I'm claiming my rights because I'm a human being. I worked very hard, you know, for 40 hours or so a week, you know, and I don't get paid enough. I don't think I get paid enough because the reason I know that I don't get paid enough because it doesn't compensate with what I'm being charged for, you know, bills and rent and all this stuff, you know, that goes, right? The money that I'm earning right now should be enough to cover all that and live nice, comfortable, and you know, content, happy, right? But I'm not. So what am I doing? What are we doing? What are we all doing? All of us who are in the same situation. But some people, they're blind, you know. They probably, I'm okay, you know. You're a commie because you're always complaining, you know. So, no, nothing. You don't have to be political, man, to be human, you know. You don't have to have a color of a political party, you know, to be human. You know, all you to do is just be human. That's all you need, you know. And but as human and having a voice, you have a voice. So use your voice and tell them that they're not happy, you know. And then you get a lot of attacks. For example, in Palestine, okay, people have been being killed constantly, but since 1947-48, when they decided to give the Jews, you know, a piece of land, you know, to live on because they got nowhere to live or something like that, something stuff like that. Why did they put him in there, you know, in the middle of Middle East? Because they knew that they were going to be controversial. They knew that what was going to happen. Because the idea of the West, you know, that was the idea of the West. It controlled the whole world. And the United States, on top of the leaders of the control of the world, you know. So what are we complaining about here? When we go in the street to protest, you know, against genocide, they call them, you're supporting terrorism. Sorry? I've got the dove of peace here in my hand. I don't see any guns that the dove is carrying. I don't see any machine gun, any. No, the dove of peace. You know, we want peace in the world. And you have been accused. People have been arrested in London. You know, 70, 80-year-old people who are disabled people. A disabled man was arrested. You know, in Germany, the same thing. You know, France, the same thing. What's going on? You see, then you put all that together and you say, hey, well, it's the West, you know, Europe. You know, when Europe were up to the neck, you know, in poo, they started going places around the world, you know, to find somewhere to live, somewhere peaceful, somewhere with no infections, no diseases, nothing. And they were welcomed in those countries in third world. Welcome, come here, brother. You know, here's some food. Here's a roof over your head, you know. And then suddenly the whole thing turned out nasty, you know. So what do you expect, you know, when you get people from Afghanistan, from Syria, from Yemen, from Libya, from Iraq, from, you know, countries that are being bombed constantly? Right? What do you expect? You bombing these people, you know, to try to get their territory and stuff. These people who actually welcomed your people, your ancestors, and so on. So, right, you know, the slogan is right. It says, we're not going for your benefits. We're running away from your bombs, okay? Yeah, people go, oh, yeah, they come here, collect their benefits, you know, they got there, everything. But, you know, I'm so sorry to say all this, you know, but the generation of today, they're paying the price for what their ancestors, many, many centuries ago, years ago, happened, you know. And the whole thing revolves into that, you know. Now, if in Europe, they believe that these people who come from all these countries, you know, they're savages and they're muggers, they're killers, you know, they're always delinquency, you know. No, all of them are the same. And now, well, instead of spending so much money making weapons and arms and selling weapons and getting your money and putting the money in your pockets, right, why don't you open classes, you know, lessons, you know, for people who come from other countries, you know, to teach them how to live, how to go according to the law in Europe. You know, it's not that difficult. We learned when we came all the way from Chile, you know, in London, you know, there were like social workers, you know, showing us the way, you know, this is in England, we do this, we do that, and we don't do that, and we do this, and so on. You know, they introduced us into this society. You know, so why can't they do that again? Do you know why? Because when Thatcher took power, you know, there were many, many cuts in the industry, in traveling, public services. You know, she wanted to save money for what? Save money for what? You have to make your people happy, you know. The population happy, you know. If you want to go and die one day and think, you know, yeah, she was a good leader, you know, beautiful, and be remembered, you know, for the beautiful things that you do them. Now we got Thatcher. We got even Tony Blair. Tony Blair, man, in charge of the Middle East, in charge of the Gaza Strip. Absolutely crazy. It's absolutely well out of its well, man. You know, this is not a joke, man. This is like an offense to the victims who you know, they live in Palestine, in the Gaza Strip. If it's an offense, let the Palestinians run their own affairs. Let them. If they really believe that they want freedom for these people and this and that, blah, 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 let them choose their own leaders. Let them be what they want to be. You know, like if somebody comes to my house, you know, and start telling me what to do in my bloody house, I'll kick their asses out. You know, get out of here, man. You know, who are you? You know, I like my armchair in that corner. I like my shoes on top of that table. One. So what? You know, let me run my own house. Let them run their own country.
Yeah.
All right, I almost forgot that. Well, actually, it's never to be forgotten. We play tribute to the continent of the Americas. You know, I'm talking Americas, not just America. You know, for the United States, you know, they got it all wrong, you know. They should say we are North Americans, you know. They would say we are American. Wait, which America, man? More than one America, okay? So one thing is here, right? You know, when this little fella, Christopher Columbus, was supposed to discover America. Discovered. America was already there, my friend, you know. The discovery of the Americas by Christopher Columbus. Most of the people know, and the comments have been there, and the history has been there also, that this guy was lost in the sea, at sea, and then some natives found him and helped him out, and blah, blah, and then there again, betrayed them. There was a lot of slaves, you know, coming over. It's a slave trader, you know what I mean? So, yeah, there's nothing beautiful about this guy, you know. I mean, he's what can I say, you know? You see, if the world had been, would be much happier, you know, if those things in the past hadn't happened, you know? The discovery, the two world wars, you know, and Hiroshima, Nagasaki, revolution here, war there, blah, 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 everywhere, yeah? The approach, unfortunately, you know, the Almighty above us, looking down, he made this planet, you know, with flowers and sauna. Sorry, saunas. No, they invented the saunas after. Oh, there were the saunas. Oh, yeah. There were saunas in those times, in Roman times. Fauna, you know, sea, forest, and beautiful things, you know, and then created whatever, you know, us. Okay? Put it that way. And he also said, well, guys, okay, here you are. And I give you this world, you know, look after it and look after each other, love one another, you know, blah, blah, blah. He never said, here's the world, you know, go and destroy it, you know, burn the Amazon down, kill the Indians, you know, steal their gold, you know, take the silver, you know, and, you know, make them slaves and all that stuff, you know what I mean? And, they did just that, you know what I mean? They didn't follow the instructions, you know, in the Bible and all the religious books, you know, around the world. He was never saying, like, go there and invade these people and kill them if they resist, steal their stuff, you know. No one in the right sense would have said that, you know, because religion is about guidance, you know, into life, into prosperity, into life, into peace, you know. Some of you out there, you know, they're atheists, you know, and they don't believe in religions, you know, they think that believes religion is the opium of the masses, you know, like Karl Marx said. But in fact, you know, the religion has been used, you know, but to use the people, you know, in order to it's been misused, to be honest, yeah? Misused. So therefore, yeah, the misuse of religion has caused a lot of wars and antagonism and conflicts and all around the world. Then politics come along and they say exactly the same thing. So, well, what are we doing? You know, we're not doing what we were meant to be doing on our land, right? So there you are, this Christopher Columbus guy, you know, you know, in Chile, they brought this monument down from Dominican Republic as well. I think it was quite a few countries in Latin America, you know, they got rid of the Christopher Columbus statue, you know. I think it was Costa Rica or Puerto Rico. They threw it into the sea, man. There you are. We found you there. There you go. Go back. Go back to where we found you. So, yeah, there's nothing to celebrate. And, you know, I remember when I was a kid, they used to call it the day of the race, you know, like a race. Not the races, like racing, race, the day of the race. And why is that? You know, the races, you know. Oh, so they were already putting people in different categories, you know. Your race is that, your race is that, your race is that, your race is that. So they're all races. And that's how, you know, the discovery, the so-called, inverted commas, discovery of America started to happen in that region, you know. And up to today, you know, since the Westerners, you know, arrived there, you know, the conquest and the, well, conquest, the invasion, nothing's been cool, man. Nothing's been cool. And every time somebody complains, someone wants things to be cool, you know, you get shot, you get a coup, some situation, you know. And who controls all that? Our amigos, or so-called amigos from the North. I'm talking about South America with North America. Except the Mexicans, you know. The Mexicans are in North America as well. You know, unfortunately, they could be with us. You know, I mean, why they could not move the country a bit towards us and leave this North American side alone. You know, leave them to be. Anyway, we don't celebrate that anymore. You know, even in Spain now, you know, it's like people that then. They don't bother with it because they think that they found out the reality of the so-called discovery of the Americas, man. For us, it was an invasion, man. We were ripped off, you know. It's all history, you know. And we haven't learned, you know. Well, I've learned that things could be better, you know. Things should be improved. But those out there in power, you know, they haven't learned the lesson still. You know, they have not learned a thing. Here goes one more song before we change the little style. I said little style. No, the rhythms and melodies.
Centavitos de felicidad. Quiero tener yo mi dicha, pagando con sangre y con lágrimas. Quiero tenerte en mis brazos, tan solo un minuto, poderte besar. Aunque después no te tenga, y viva un infierno y tenga que llorar. Aunque me mate la angustia de saber que fuiste y ya lo serás. Quiero comprarle a la vida 5 centavitos de felicidad. De felicidad. Quiero tener yo mi dicha, pagando con sangre y con lágrimas. Quiero tenerte en mis brazos, tan solo un minuto, poderte besar. Aunque después no te tenga, y viva un infierno y tenga que llorar. Aunque me mate angustia de saber que fuiste y ya no serás. Quiero comprarle a la vida 5 centavitos de felicidad. Thank you.
arrepentido, yo que más te iría a pedir perdón. Sé que tú también dirás lo mismo, aunque se te destroce el corazón. Por eso, aunque sintiendo este cariño, debemos confesar que terminó. Si te decides a volver un día, he de quererte como antes lo hacía. Si por temeridad quieres volver más, con mi querer guardado lo callar. Los dos estamos ahora frente a frente, los dos sabemos lo que el alma siente. Y te he de confesar la triste realidad, si tú no vuelves yo no iré jamás. Yo sé que tú también dirás lo mismo, aunque se te destroce el corazón. Por eso, aunque sintiendo este cariño, debemos confesar que terminó. Estamos ahora frente a frente, los dos sabemos lo que el alma siente. Y te he de confesar la triste realidad, si tú no vuelves yo no iré jamás. Yo sé que tú también dirás lo mismo, aunque se te destroce el corazón. Por eso, aunque sintiendo este cariño, debemos confesar que terminó. Que terminó.
En la sala de un hospital, a las 9:43 nació Simón. Es el verano del 63, el orgullo de don Andrés por ser varón. Fue criado como los demás, con mano dura, con severidad, nunca opinó. Cuando crezcas vas a estudiar la misma vaina que tu papá, óyelo bien, tendrás que ser un gran varón. Al extranjero se fue Simón, lejos de casa se le olvidó aquel sermón. Cambió la forma de caminar, usaba falda, lápiz labial y un carterón. Cuenta la gente que un día el papá fue a visitarlo sin avisar, vaya qué horror. Y una mujer le habló al pasar, le dijo hola, ¿qué tal papá? ¿Cómo te va? No me conoces, yo soy Simón. Simón, tu hijo, el gran varón.
Ah, Por lo que dice la gente, su padre jamás le habló, lo abandonó para siempre. Caen limones, aprende a hacer limonada. André, Simón, André, Simón. Pasan los años, el viejo cediendo un poco. Simón ya ni le escribía, Andrés estaba curioso.
No se puede corregir a la naturaleza, a lo que nace doblado, jamás otro buen derecho.
Por fin hubo noticia de donde su hijo estaba. Andrés nunca olvidó el día de esa triste llamada.
Sala de un hospital, de una extraña enfermedad, murió Simón. Es el verano del 93, al enfermo de la cama 10 nadie lloró. Simón, Simón. Cierto de vivir amargos recuerdos en su propio infierno.
Se llama Ernesto X, tiene 40 años. Trabaja en celador en un negocio de carros. Llevaba camisa oscura y pantalón claro. Salió anteanoche y no ha regresado. No sé ya qué pensar, pues esto antes no me había pasado. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh.
trabajo, para la escuela. Tenía puestos unos jeans y una camisa blanca. No ha sido el novio, el tipo está en su casa. No saben de ella en la PSN. Se llama Agustín y es un buen muchacho. A veces es terco cuando opina. Lo han detenido, no sé qué fuerza. Pantalón blanco, camisa en rayas.
Okay, amigos, amigas, my hard rocking listeners, I hope that you enjoyed the show today, and I hope to be here with you next Monday from 5 till 7. 079-44-031-894 is the number to text. Now, if you got an interest in playing live and direct on Sheffield Live on my program, you can get in touch with me, and you can come along, bring your guitar, bring a small instrument, you know, flute, saxophone. Don't bring drums or piano, because they will be very hard to get all the way up the stairs. Okay, amigos, thank you very much for listening to the show. I'm going to leave you with a little bit of cumbia for the end of the program. Yes. And remember that I always request this from you and from everyone out there. You know, love one another and free Palestine. Let's try and keep it free, Palestine.
Amor, 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 quiero que me vuelvan a mirar tus ojos. Amor, 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 quiero volver a besar tus labios rojos. ¿Cómo no acordarme de ti? ¿De qué manera olvidarte si todo me recuerda a ti? En todas partes estás tú.
Si en una rosa estás, sin cada respirar estás, ¿cómo te voy a olvidar? ¿Cómo te voy a olvidar? Si besando la cruz estás, rezando una oración estás, ¿cómo te voy a olvidar? ¿Cómo te voy a olvidar?
Si te clavaste amor, has llenado mi alma y tu sangre corre por mis venas y mi sangre me hace estremecer y contigo. Labios rojos, ¿cómo no acordarme de ti? ¿De qué manera olvidarte si todo me recuerda a ti? En todas partes estás tú.
Si en una rosa estás, si en cada respirar estás, ¿cómo te voy a olvidar? ¿Cómo te voy a olvidar? Si besando besando.